This podcast is offered by Jikoji Zen Center on the web at jikoji.org. Our programs are made possible by donations from people like you.
Well, good morning, everyone. And continuing with Shantideva's guide to the Bodhisattva way of life, we'll read some verses and reflect on some from the last two chapters, the perfection of wisdom and the dedication. The perfection of wisdom. Buddha taught all the method practices explained above. To enable us to complete the training in wisdom realizing emptiness. Therefore, those who wish to liberate themselves and others from suffering should strive to develop this wisdom. We have no intention of refuting the existence of eye awareness, ear awareness, or any other awareness. What needs to be abandoned is the awareness that grasps at truly existent forms and so forth, which is the fundamental cause of all suffering. The result of a bodhisattva's meditation on emptiness is the ability to remain in the abodes of samsara out of compassion for those who suffer due to confusion, and free from the extremes of attachment and fear. If there were a truly existent I, it would make sense to be afraid of certain things. But since there is no truly existent I, who is there to be afraid? The antidote that abandons grasping at truly existent feelings is meditation on an analysis of lack of true existence. The superior seeing that arises from the analysis of this emptiness, conjoined with tranquil abiding, is the food that nourished the yogi's realizations. I beseech you, O reader, who are just like me, please strive to remember that all phenomena are empty, like space. Consider that although all people wish for happiness, they swing between troubled by suffering and being overjoyed by meaningless pleasure. Not finding happiness, they suffer, and in striving to fulfill their wishes, they quarrel, fight, and hurt each other with weapons. Thus, they consume their lives in the commission of non-virtue. We are constantly striving to avoid sickness and death, fend off hunger, find some rest, or just get to sleep. We receive harm from inner and outer obstacles and waste our lives in meaningless company. Thus, our life passes swiftly without any meaning, and we find it very hard to realize emptiness. In such a state, where is there a method to reverse the deluded wanderings of the mind with which we are so familiar? Oh, surely we must feel compassion for all these poor beings who are swept along in the vast rivers of suffering. For although they suffer in the extreme, they do not recognize their suffering state. May I be able to extinguish the fires of suffering that torment all these beings with a vast rain of happiness descending from the clouds of my merit. Dedication. By virtue of my merits, may all beings everywhere, tormented by sufferings of body and mind, find physical comfort and mental joy. May those tormented by cold find warmth, and may those tormented by heat be cooled by a continuous rain of soothing waters flowing from the vast clouds of the Bodhisattva's merit and wisdom. May all animals be freed from the fears of being preyed upon by one another. And may all hungry spirits be as happy as the inhabitants of the northern continent. May the poor find wealth. May those weak with sorrow find joy. And may those whose fortunes have declined find replenishment and long-lasting good fortune. May everyone who is sick be swiftly healed, and may every disease that affects living beings be permanently eradicated. May the frightened be released from their fears. May those in captivity be freed. May the powerless be endowed with power, and may people think only of benefiting one another. May those distressed because they have lost their way meet with fellow travelers and without fear of thieves or other dangers, proceed comfortably without fatigue. May those in dangerous and fearful places, children, the aged, and the unprotected, as well as the bewildered and the insane, be guarded by the benevolent celestials. May all beings everywhere take rebirth in a gender of their choice. And may the lowly and downcast attain grandeur without ever displaying pride. May no one ever experience physical pain, mental anguish, or sickness. May they be free from all forms of unhappiness. And may no one ever be afraid or belittled. May the Bodhisattvas fulfill the welfare of the world in the very manner they have intended. And may all living beings receive everything the Buddhas have intended for them. For as long as space exists, and as for long as living beings remain in samsara, may I abide among them to dispel their suffering. I prostrate to Manjushri, through whose kindness my virtuous intentions arise. And I prostrate to my spiritual guide, through whose kindness my virtuous qualities arise. May those in dangerous and fearful places, children, the aged and the unprotected, as well as the bewildered and the insane, be guarded by benevolent celestials.
May those tormented by cold find warmth, and may those tormented by heat be cooled by a continuous rain of soothing waters flowing from the vast clouds of the Bodhisattva's merit and wisdom. May those distressed who have lost their ways meet with fellow travelers.
We are constantly striving to avoid sickness and death, fend off hunger, find some rest, or just get to sleep. We receive harm from inner and outer obstacles and waste our lives in meaningless company.
May all those who are sick be swiftly healed.
The superior seeing that arises from analysis of this emptiness, conjoined with tranquil abiding, is the food that nourished the yogi's realizations. May all animals be freed from fears and all hungry spirits be happy.
Oh, surely we must feel compassion for all these poor beings who are swept along in these vast rivers of suffering. For although they suffer in the extreme, they do not recognize their suffering state.
The result of a bodhisattva's meditation on emptiness is the ability to remain in the abodes of samsara out of compassion for those who suffer due to confusion and free from the extremes of attachment and fear.
I beseech you, O reader, who are just like me, please strive to realize that all phenomena are empty, like space. Consider that although all people wish for happiness, they are troubled by suffering.
May the poor find wealth. May those weak with sorrow find joy.
May all living beings receive everything the Buddhas have intended for them.
May all beings everywhere take rebirth in a gender of their choice.
May the powerless find power.
Since our lives pass swiftly without any meaning, we find it very hard to realize emptiness in such a state. Where is there a method to reverse the deluded wanderings of the mind with which we are so familiar?
They quarrel, fight, and hurt each other with weapons. Thus, they consume their lives in the commission of non-virtue.
prostrate myself to my spiritual guide, through whose kindness my virtuous qualities increase.
If there were a truly existent I, it would make sense to be afraid. But since there is no truly existent I, who is there to be afraid?
May I share this happiness descending from the clouds of my merit?
May all hungry spirits be as happy as those of the northern country.
The result of a bodhisattva's meditation on emptiness is the ability to remain in the abodes of samsara out of compassion for those who suffer.
May every disease that affects living beings be permanently eradicated.
For as long as space exists, and for as long as living beings remain in samsara, may I abide among them to dispel their sorrow.
We are constantly striving to avoid sickness and death, fend off hunger, find some rest, or just get to sleep. We receive harm from inner and outer obstacles, and waste our lives in meaningless company. Thus, our life passes swiftly without any meaning, and we find it very hard to realize emptiness. In such a state, where is there a method to reverse the deluded wanderings of the mind with which we are so familiar?
Perhaps we have some reflections from our own experience to share what these verses mean in the broadest sense to us, or in any sense to us. I feel these vows and these practices are very large, very long. And I feel like I am in very good company. I feel like we're not traveling alone.
I feel like in light of the massive suffering caused by the pandemic and the general way of the world in the modern society, these dedications of may beings be free from suffering and so on and so forth are very pertinent and ring with a large bell. And I'm glad to have had this because I think this can add to sort of a morning ritual of wishing well on all people.
What continues to come up from Shantideva for me is how to embody these virtues in my family, in every community, in my spiritual community, in every gathering, how to wait for the healthiest response, the best response for everybody.
When consideration that all people wish for happiness and that we all are troubled by suffering and that it is suffering that causes harm to others and that we all strive for the same things in various ways, skillful and unskillful, and yet we're all in the company of each other. So I sense a stronger sense of connection.
Not sure the words, I guess, that I feel very sort of a sweet growing understanding of what Zazen is, and in a visceral way, you know, and especially helped by Carolyn's connections with metta and with ways of feeling the universalness of your pain and and I also have an image of Hanuman with a broken heart, you know, just pulling that heart open. Thank you for this community.
Circumstances throughout my life have left me with a chronic sense of having to go this alone. Zazen helps me to realize that that is just my own delusion, and that together with my Dharma brothers and sisters, I am no longer alone in this life.
May the powerless find power. May the powerful find powerlessness.
the wish to that all beings find happiness is familiar to me on a smaller scale. I've got five younger brothers and sisters, and so I always want happiness for them.
I'm not going to talk very long. It's very noisy outside. They're doing something next door, and I'm here looking at a portrait, moving portraits of all of you, and it's taken me a while to be able to really embrace connecting with people through the screen, but this is a good thing, and I thank you for this. And whatever they're doing next door, I really appreciate what they're doing too. There are a lot of workers around during this whole time. They've been able to work because they're work outside mostly, and I really appreciate their efforts and their good spirits.
Thank you all for being here and being there and everywhere you are in all your communities and families. And we'll now take the Bodhisattva vows again, and then we'll go to outdoor kinhin. And enjoy that wherever you are. It's wonderful when Jikoji puts the outdoor sound on and we can hear the birds and the water and the turkeys. Those of us that are constrained because of our connectivity bandwidth issues to be in one room. So we'll take the vows. May our intention equally extend to every place and being with the true merit of Buddha's way. Beings are numberless. I vow to save them. Delusions are inexhaustible. I vow to end them. Dharma gates are endless. I vow to enter them. Buddha's way is unsurpassable. I vow to embody it.
Thank you for listening to this podcast offered by Jikoji Zen Center. Our Dharma talks are offered free of charge, and this is made possible by the donations we receive. Your support helps us to continue to offer the Dharma. For more information about Jikoji, please visit us on the web at jikoji.org.